This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force retired, about intellectual property theft and how the Air Force and, by analogy, the Space Force deal with it. This conversation was sparked by speculation at Bloomberg and other reporting instances that the Chinese DeepSeek AI program is not a product of invention, but in some fashion, borrowing from intellectual property owned by others. What does the Air Force do about the common assumption that not only do the Chinese spy digitally, but in person? Here's Blaine Holt to describe what is and what must be done in order to protect the United States and its allies. More of this tonight.
So the Air Force really does need to rethink their policing of IP theft. They live in stovepipes, and I've told you before, our procurement system is horribly broken and bureaucratically dysfunctional, and that's how the Chinese use that against us. They eat up our supply chains. They put adversaries in our supply chains. They steal into servers with cyber attacks. So the Air Force just says that's the contractor's problem and they should deal with it. And there's not enough of a counterintelligence push into this to go hold the Chinese accountable. And we've watched over the last 4 years as not only are the Chinese not held accountable, we all look the other way while the Chinese fly spy balloons and drones over our nation. And this is really where Xi Jinping is going to shift to, I think, a much more hard, blunt edge towards the United States.